Dr. Kayum Shetting, today's date is January 25th. Identifying information, Elizabeth St. Clair, established patient, chief complaint. I still have ups and downs, unquote. Patient continues, history of present illness. Patient continues to struggle with chronic mood dysfunction. In addition, she continues to describe some cognitive dysfunction with attention, focusing, and memory. She did not try the Ritalin. However, it is unclear whether this is related to an ADD aspect or somewhat of a dementia, somewhat of an early cognitive dementia process. Alcohol and substance abuse history. Patient denies use of alcohol or drugs. Appearance well groomed, appropriate. Gait and station normal. Steady. Mental status examination reveals a cooperative individual who was oriented to time, place, and person. Speech was seen to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed with no evidence of any form of thought disorder. Mood at the present time was depressed, dysphoric, affect was anxious, apprehensive, no perceptual disorders, no delusional thought content, denied any suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. Neurological system, no headaches, no neurological symptoms, pupils equal and reacting to light bilaterally. Other systems not examined. Problem number one, depression. Problem number two, cognitive dysfunction. Diagnostic impression. X is 1296.32. Treatment recommendations. Number one, continue Cymbalta, 60 milligrams daily. Number two, refer to Ann Martin, LICSW for individual therapy. Number three, I suggested that the patient consider luminosity.com for to help with cognitive cognitive training. Patient is in agreement. Follow-up scheduled. End of dictation.